Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The world, with wanton pride, exalts its sinful pleasures, and for them foolishly gives up the heavenly treasures. Let others love the world with all its vanity. I love the Lord my God. What is the world to me? Now, we just sang What is the World to Me on Sunday from LSB. And if you were here Sunday and here tonight, you'll notice that they cut out half of the hymn. There are only four stanzas in LSB, whereas all eight stanzas are present for us in the Lutheran hymnal. So what do you lose? Well, for one, you lose the stanza I just quoted from. This is one of the most beautiful hymns that we have of how to focus on our epistle lesson and also our gospel lesson, very clearly tying us not to the things of our sinful flesh, not to the things of the world, but how to be slaves to righteousness. Your will, apart from Christ, is bound to sin, death, and the devil. And the only hope that we have is by hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit work through that gospel, plant, water, grow saving faith in us. That is our hope, and that is what we cling to. We cling not to our own works, not can I outweigh my bad deeds with my good, but rather I put my trust in God completely, all of me following his word. Yes, my sinful flesh wars against this. It desires not to do the things of God. It desires to do my own thoughts. And when I consume what the world puts out over and over and over again, what are my thoughts going to be conformed to? Is it any shock to us that we are so worldly when we let the world dictate to us what we are to believe, what we are to teach, and what we are to confess? When the world teaches us how we are to live, too often Christians are more involved with what the world teaches as opposed to what God's word teaches. Sometimes it is simple math. How much time do you spend reading God's word, having it read to you? How much time do you devote to meditating on his word and his will? Now compare that to how much time you spend with the radio on, or the TV on, or watching movies, or reading the newspaper, or doom scrolling on your phone. How much time do you spend engaged in the worldly teachings? Teachings that you are here by random chance. Teaching that evolution is truth. How much time do we spend in the teachings and the doctrine of the world? And so if we are devoted to those things, it should be no surprise to us when we end up being more worldly, or our children and grandchildren end up being more worldly than they are Christian. Apart from Christ, we were bound to sin, death, and the devil. But that's not where you are anymore. Yes, that old Adam still clings to you. Yes, every day you need to remember that you are a baptized child of God, drowning the old Adam. But the Holy Spirit has made you slaves to righteousness. If you are to stay with the world, not living in the world, but if you were to stay with its teachings, its doctrine, its way of life, do you know where that way will lead? The words are very clear. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death? If you were to devote yourselves to the doctrines of the world, it will lead you to eternal death. It will lead you out of the truth of the gospel. There are many that claim to be Christian, that believe the outright lies of the devil and the world. There are people who claim to be Christian and yet deny Genesis chapters 1 through 3, and yet deny that God had made them male and female, deny that God has made marriage in the garden as a beautiful one flesh union for life. There are people who claim to be Christian that do not understand God's distinction of male and female, and that he has made us distinct to give glory to his name in his purposes. That there are things that women can do that men cannot, and at the same time, there are things that God has given men to do that he has not given to women. When we deny the scriptures, when we spend less time in God's word than we do consuming the world, yes, there are those who claim to be Christian that follow that suit. On top of that, they use buzzwords like, I'm spiritual, not religious, as though that's somehow found in the scriptures. I can be a Christian without ever going to church, because the church is the people. And yet, what is a congregation? It is a group of people that congregate together, not neglecting the meeting together, as is the habit of some, especially as you see the day drawing near. Attending to the things that Jesus Christ has commanded you as his followers to do. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus says. Do this often. Do this weekly. Find yourselves in the temples, the courts of the Lord. Find yourself in his word every single day. If you follow the world, you would be led to believe that success comes in money, in stature of the world, becoming a CEO or getting paid more and more. That's what the world compels you to believe. It tells you not to be content with what God has given. It tells women not to be content if God gives her a husband and children, that their world revolves around her being present, feeding and nurturing them, raising them in the glory of the Lord. It teaches men not to be content until they are completely outside of that home, until they put more notches in their belt or whatever it is that the world looks to. This is not what God desires. God desires that we would be content in him. That if our stature is as celibate people, that we would live this way. That if our stature is as a husband, that we would be devoted to that one wife until we die. If God has given us to be a wife, that we would be devoted to the one husband until we die. That we would raise our children in the faith. The point of being a parent is not scholarships. It's not traveling sports clubs. These things do not lead to salvation. Being devoted to teaching your children the Bible, to leading them in worship, to teaching them how to pray, to showing them the importance and necessity of weekly receiving of body and blood of Jesus Christ. This is the way. You cannot serve God and mammon. That is a desire for the money. You will either love the one and hate the other. The world would have you love money, love mammon, love stature. But God would have you love him. We love him because he first loved us. And if you ever doubt that God loves you, look to the cross of Jesus Christ. See in that cross the love of God. It encompasses all of your sins, all of your failures. And then look to the empty tomb and be reminded that death could not contain him, nor will it contain you. The church sings. The world is sorely grieved whenever it is slighted, or when its hollow fame and honor have been blighted. Christ, thy reproach I bear, long as it pleaseth thee. I'm honored by my Lord. What is the world to me? The world abideth not, though like a flash 'twill vanish. With all its gorgeous pomp, pale death it cannot banish. Its riches pass away, and all its joys must flee. But Jesus doth abide. What is the world to me? Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.